All right, next one is going to be Chris Down is going to be talking to us about Linux memory management at scale.
Hello there, you lovely people. Hope you've had a good lunch. I'm Chris Down. I work at Facebook on the kernel team. I mostly work on improving memory management within the Linux kernel. I'm also a maintainer of the systemd project, so you can hack on me later. Mostly I spend time thinking about how we can make Linux more reliable and usable at scale. And that kind of feeds into what I want to talk about today. I want to help you get more of the tools and information that you need to manage memory at scale. There are many misconceptions among even senior engineers about the primitives that we provide around memory and the kernel, and what they are good and what they are not good for. Memory management in general is a really, really inexact science, where basically everything is a trade-off. So I want to help try and give you some information that might help you make the right trade-offs for your services and your workloads. Hopefully you'll come out of this talk with a little bit better understanding of how you might be able to make your memory management more efficient for your specific case. So here's a talk within a talk. First, before we go into that, how about we go back to 2017? I came here at this containers dev room with exactly the same people running it, although this one is from KubeCon. And I gave a talk about a thing called SigurV2. SigurV2 has been, for the last few years, our big bet for resource control and management. And Cgroups are a kernel mechanism that we're essentially building to balance and limit things like memory, CPU, I/O, some shared resource which you have across a machine. We have pretty good problems at Facebook and as an industry as a whole. Our user base is increasing, more people are on the internet, our product range is diversifying, but with that growth comes scaling problems that we've never really had to deal with as an industry before. And in the next few years, especially at Facebook, we're going to feel this massive crunch for capacity. And we simply can't solve this problem by throwing more and more computers at the problem or more RAM at the problem. We have hundreds of thousands of machines. Any small loss in one of those machines represents a huge absolute loss in resources for the company. So we need to use more resources more efficiently, and Cgroups are a huge part of that. It's also really important because a lot of huge site incidents and outages, not just for Facebook, but for people like Google, LinkedIn, all the big sites, are caused by lacking resource control. Not being able to readily control things like memory, CPU, I/O, can either cause problems or it can make existing problems significantly worse or longer. So resource control issues, of course, some of the most pervasive problems in our industry, and we need to start an initiative industry-wide to solve this, and that's largely why Cgroups exist. 2 years ago, it was kind of, well, I think we're in Europe, so this is an appropriate thing to show, but 2 years ago, it was a totally different story, though, right? We really only had one user of SigurV2, which was us. Like, not even Google was using it, and they like to use everything, but we were really the only people using it. We had a bunch of different primitives that we had just found out about and were using and had invented, but when we actually came to use them, it